Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to the Katie and Company podcast. This week on the show, I sat down with John Party to talk about his new record, Mr. Saturday Night, which drops next Friday. And I got to listen to an advance of the record, and I am so excited about what's on here. My favorite song is one called Your Heart or Mine. It's just like, oh my God, it's such a vibe. So we talked all about that one. There's also a song on the record called Reverse Cowgirl, which will definitely get your attention. But as we talk about here, it's actually a really beautiful song with a wild turn of a phrase. So enjoy my conversation with John Party.
How are you, bud?
Good.
Yeah, doing good.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, about to celebrate another number one, and the album's coming out. Are you excited?
Yeah. No, we're excited. We haven't had number one in a while, but we always just get top five.
Stop. But you're there. You're so close right now. Yeah. We're not gonna jinx it. It's happening.
Yeah.
This is really exciting. What did you think like the first time that you heard Last Night Lonely?
Well, it was a little, we knew it was something there. It was a little different, but we kind of run as Night Shift.
And it does remind me of that.
And we love Night Shift, but it was like a more of a first time romantic kind of thing for other Night Shifts. Like he's coming off work and starting his second shift on his lady friend. And, but it was just had the cool tempo, a cool cadence in the chorus. And it was very catchy. It was very kind of a sweet meaning behind the guy coming on to a girl, you know, he's not, I thought it was good. It wasn't like, let's go dance in the midnight moon and every hayfield and your Daisy Dukes and your white t-shirt. So it was a little more of a romantic, better written, more furniture, as we say as songwriters.
More furniture. I like that. I hadn't heard that before.
More scenic images. Yeah.
I love that. And then Mr. Saturday Night, going to be your fourth album.
Yeah.
Now that you've got like a couple under your belt, how did you feel going in to work on this one? Did you feel a little more confident? Did you know what you wanted? Like, what was different?
It was a little more loose and didn't know what we wanted, but we know we wanted good songs.
Like less pressure.
Yeah. We recorded so many songs on this record that haven't even come out yet. Because there's going to be a deluxe.
Oh, all right.
And it was fun. I mean, it was fun. We had great songs and really wanted to dig into like some stuff, you know, that was more personal, like for Santa Cruz and kind of bringing in me and Summer into this. And, you know, sometimes songwriters write things that everybody was related to, but like Hung the Moon is one of my favorite love songs on the record. And also The Day I Stopped Dancing, which kind of my buddy Barr, who co-produces with me, kind of always had me and Summer in mind writing that song with Josh Thompson. And we all know each other.
Yeah.
So it's like, we all know each other. We hang, we have beers and, you know, they know I'm on the road, so they think of songs that write for me, and to me, that's always like an honor. Like to be like, man, I can't believe you wrote this awesome song.
You thought of me when you did.
I'm definitely going to record this. Like,
that's awesome. And then obviously, like Mr. Saturday Night, what a great name for an album title. But the title track, what did you think the first time you heard this? Because it obviously, like, it would win the award for best turn of a phrase. Because I never saw that coming when I started listening to it.
I never saw it coming either. When I first heard it, I was like, man, that's good. When I first heard Mr. Saturday Night, I wasn't even thinking about recording a record.
No.
Like, I was like, damn, I just recorded Heartache Medication. And so I just kind of, I heard it like 2 years ago.
So this is one of the older ones.
Yeah. And then I kind of, you know, thanks to Nicolette, she's a songwriter friend. She used to be a roommate. She's actually got her own little thing called Pillbox Patty coming out on Smack. And she knew I was going to my songwriting. She didn't even write the Mr. Saturday Night. But Benji, a good friend of both of ours.
Yeah.
She's like, hey, don't forget about Mr. Saturday Night when I was having my last song meeting. And I was like, we listened to all the songs, and all right. I said, all right, you guys haven't heard this song. And I played Mr. Saturday Night, and they're like, I love this. What is this? Where's this been?
Yeah.
And they're like, that's the album title, Mr. Saturday Night. And we all kind of came up with that idea and having the song. But yeah, it's just something I always remembered because it was such an infectious melody and something that was different, and it was just good. And nobody had it on hold, or it was just kind of sitting around Nashville.
Very serendipitous that it was ready.
Yeah. Thanks, Nicolette. Just, hey, you know, make sure you play it, at least play it.
Yeah, don't forget about it. What have been some of your favorite songs off of the album, like playing for people right now or performing even, that you're really excited for everyone to hear?
Well, we've been playing Fill Her Up, Last Night Lonely, and Hung the Moon. Mm-hmm. Hung the Moon's a very kind of showpiece in our set, and it's a beautiful song. It's one of the best songs on the record. And we've been playing that. Now, I didn't want to swamp fans with new music.
Yeah.
Because I'd rather have them be more excited for the record instead of pounding new songs. And I like people to get, you know, everybody's excited and we'll listen to a new record. Mm-hmm. And so that's I haven't been playing much, but when we do play Fill Her Up and Last Night Lonely and Hung the Moon gets a great response. But it gets more reactive after the concert, like direct messages, comments, like, I can't wait for Hung the Moon, or like Summer gets a lot of comments about it. So they listened to new music, but I didn't want to have the whole show of that.
Yeah, exactly. And then I feel like if somebody, we just went on a road trip recently, and if anybody from the label looks at my advanced streaming link, they're going to be like, is there an error? Because the one that I kept playing over and over again was Your Heart or Mine.
Yeah.
Like the melody on that, so there's something about that to me that is just like infectious. It's one of those songs I'm like, I could literally listen to it over and over again and not be tired of it.
Yeah, no, that's a jam too. The band already knows that. That's going to be the next one we bring in.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm really excited. It's always the one, like, I never like the one that's going to be the next single.
No, so that's definitely the next single.
That's awesome.
It's cool. Like, that's more of an R&B kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But just that kind of keyboard right up top of the bum, 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 bum.
Yeah, it's really good. And then I imagine everyone has the same reaction when they scroll to the bottom of the track list and sees Reverse Cowgirl. Talk about adding this song in the first time that you saw, like, the track title.
We've had Reverse Cowgirl on hold since 2020. Jake Owen makes sure he calls every 3 months until he knew I recorded Reverse Cowgirl.
Did he really?
Yeah, he's like, well, if you don't want it, you know, I want that song. Chase Rice. He texts me, he's like, dude, you record Reverse Cowgirl? Yes, I cannot wait. Like, he texts me the other day about Reverse Cowgirl.
He's like,
I've never had a demo for so long and been so anticipated. It's been so long waiting to hear your version of this song. Like, I keep listening to the demo because I'm so excited to hear what you did with this song. And it's like, I mean, in the first part, Reverse Cowgirl is a sad song. Like,
I know, that's not what you expect.
Wants his cowgirl to come back. Now, it may have a little twist in there, and it's for your mind to think about. And it's the best, dirty, cleanest thing you can have.
It for sure is. Like, when I was like looking at the track list, I was like, whoa.
Like, you don't but know also, what you hear, but then you hear it's like a really pretty song.
It's beautiful, yeah.
Like, and then you're just like, this. He's like, this guy, he's really going for it.
He's going for it. It's hilarious.
It's like Reverse Cowgirl is like having your favorite movie quotes off your movie that you just watched. Like, it's that kind of song.
I love that. I also love that everyone was texting you about it, like hoping that you weren't going to keep it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Chase was like, I heard you do this. You going to do this? I was like, yeah. And then Jake's just wanting it.
Yeah.
I was like,
it's one of those songs that I'm like, this could have been like an early like Brad Paisley song or something like that. Like, it's so like, it grabs you and you're
it's
like,
it's got
wait a
funny humor twist to it, but it's also really pretty and really romantic in a way.
It is a really great song.
And when I first heard it, I was like, man, there ain't no way. Ain't no way. This is 2020. You know, the whole world went through some shit. So you're like, you know what? Where you want Reverse Cowgirl? You go ahead and record Reverse Cowgirl. And I was like, there ain't no way we're going to put Reverse Cowgirl on the record. So I played it for Summer and a friend, and literally we listened to it 10 times after that. And they singing it, woke up the next day singing it, they immediately put it on hold. And Joe Fox and then they're like, yeah, we kind of had you in mind singing this song.
Really?
Like, and it's just a fun song. So I know that one's going to be when I first heard, I was like, I just imagined me and an acoustic guitar in an arena.
Yeah.
Playing this song and everybody singing every yeah. word.
It's going to be amazing. Like, there's going to, you're going to have some really fun content with mm-hmm. that, I'm sure. And then working with Midland on this record for Long Neck Way to Go, how was that? Like, I mean, those guys are just hilarious.
Yeah, no, I love the Midland tune. I love, we've been on tours together. We're yeah. talking about going on tours together in the future. Love the guys, the brothers. And they wrote this song with Rhett Akins. And I remember Rhett was kind of upset because, you know, as artists, we're busy. And so they recorded the first part of their record and they didn't record Long Neck Way to Go. And Rhett was like, I can't believe they didn't record this song. So he's like sharing it with me and he sent it to me. And I was like, well, you know, if they don't record it, let me know, man. I'll probably record it. It's a great song. And Midland went back for their second, you know, yeah. they finished the record and they recorded it. And then they didn't even know I knew it.
Yeah.
And then they reached out and they're like, hey, Midland would like to know if you want to sing a song with them. And I was like, is it a Long Neck Way to Go? Literally like, yeah, how did you know? I was like, I love that song.
I feel like I've been waiting.
I've been waiting. I was just thinking maybe I recorded it. I love yeah. the title. I love the whole thing about it. And it just kind of worked out that I guess you put that energy out in the world, it picks up on it like, hey, you're going to be a part of this song now. And I think it's a big hit for them. And the music video was fun. And it was just, it was a great song for, you know, four dudes to sing together with.
There's not a lot of songs that are great for four dudes. That one's yeah, good for four dudes.
Definitely that one.
And then you have got Lainey Wilson and Haley Witters out on the road with you. Talk about taking those two out with you, because I love both of them so much.
Where do you begin? Well, Haley and Lainey have been friends for a while now. And, you know, I met Lainey, I think 2018, she came out and did a show in San Diego. Mm-hmm. And I've known Haley since like 2011, like yeah. just a long time. So Haley's just turned out, she just really, not turned out, Haley worked really, really hard to become mm-hmm. better and better and better. And now she's got an album, she's a record deal, her first single's coming out, which I think is a big smash.
Really?
Yeah, it's, the Everything She Ain't is a
oh, yes. single. I have heard
and
that song.
And I feel
song.
Like, it's like, so man, good. It's just like instant, yeah. this sounds like an instant hit, you know? And of course, Lainey's killing it, and she's got a new record coming out, and they're just, we like hang out on tour and we're like, oh, it just feels, no, we're just three friends hanging out. Then they go out and they kill it and the tour's so good and it's just, everything is good. It's just a good music, it's a good song music tour.
I was going to say, it feels like the three of you, like that fits together so well.
Yeah. And I came up with, I wanted to call it Ain't Always Cowboy Tour and I want two female acts. And I was like, I didn't even ask anybody else. I asked, I want Lainey and I want Haley.
And this is it.
And I didn't ask anybody else. I was like, let's just start there. And they're like, heck yeah, let's go. So really lucked out with that. So
that's awesome.
It worked out.
Awesome. And then Labor Day weekend is coming up. So we're going to do, you know, obviously if this is the best job you've ever had as a country music artist, what was the worst job you ever had?
I just was talking about this.
Grocery
store. Nothing against grocery stores. But I was like 14, working on a work permit. 14, 15, like the Dixon Mayfair was in town, and like that was a big deal. Mm-hmm. Like when you're teenagers and the fair in high school, and they had me working on the Friday night. I think Lynyrd Skynyrd was in town. I was like, no, I quit.
Did you really?
Yeah, and I hated that job anyway.
Yeah, I know. That's always the hardest. It's like when you're in high school and there's always something going on, you get stuck working.
Yeah, I was like, I ain't working at a grocery store.
Were you like stocking shelves or were you bagging or like did you do
everything? Bagging, stocking shelves, pulling, facing, and like it was just like, no. And I guess, you know, when you get older, you kind of have the patience to do that. But when you're 14.
You have no patience. You're like, I don't understand.
You're like, girls! Girls!
I also feel like when you're in the grocery store, like when you're 14, you're like, I don't care if everything's straight or lined up.
Yeah,
like
who cares about the tuna paste? Who cares about the tuna and how it's placed, okay? It says tuna. Tuna's right here.
That's amazing. Well, thank you so much for the time today. It was great to see you. The album is awesome. I'm so excited for it to come out.
Oh, thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.